At our house, we call it clean juice. I think the official name is hand sanitizer. Whatever it's called, I use it big time for flu germs. Actually, there was a flu outbreak that took place and our hospital was overwhelmed. The next closest hospital was overwhelmed too by people from our town. And boy, what did a pandemic do? Lots of clean juice. That especially nasty flu season I'm thinking about was all over the country. In fact, in one major city, some hospitals had issued bypass warnings. Bypass, bringing any patients in here unless it's life or death. In another area, the hospital set up triage tents in the parking lot because, well, their ER was so overrun with flu victims. Sounds familiar, pandemic fans, huh? Did I mention that flu was especially nasty? Yeah. If someone in your family caught it, well, you could almost count on being next. Of course, that's the case with colds and lots of other contagious gungi, too. Families are for sharing, right? Including germs. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about family flu. And it's not just flu germs that are for sharing. There are family germs that actually get passed from generation to generation. Moral viruses. Character infections that somehow get transmitted from parent to child. Sadly, the things that drove us crazy about our mom and dad that maybe hurt us deeply start popping up in us. Even though we said, I will never be like that, we are. And the sad part about family germs is that the infection that scars one generation passes down and scars another one. A teenage guy complained to me one time about how he could do 9 things right and 1 thing wrong, and his mother would just talk about the one, and she would criticize it. I asked him how his grandmother treated his mom. He had this dawning in his eyes. He said, wow, like my mother treats me. And he thought for a moment. He said, man, I think I'm starting to be the same way. And so it goes. Control freaks beget control freaks. Negative produces negative. An angry parent, an angry child, who becomes an angry parent. Addictive behaviors, self-centeredness, a weakness for the opposite sex, self-pity, a wounding tongue, we hate it, and we do it. That's not new. Even one of the writers of the Bible said, I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. Who doesn't know that feeling? So much of the darkness is those family germs, actually family sins. They're some of the toughest sins for us to see and even tougher to change. In fact, if we could have changed, we would have changed by now. That conflicted Bible writer concluded there was only one hope of a cure. He said, who will rescue me? He couldn't save himself from himself. He knew it would take a rescuer, and he found it. He found him. He says, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So many of us trapped in the chains of our dark side have found a powerful game changer from the Bible. It's our word for today from the Word of God in 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. You were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers. Wow, the chain of sin and hurt can be broken by supernatural intervention. It goes on to say, you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. The moral diseases handed down through generations can be cured, but only one way, a blood cure, but not our blood. Jesus' blood, freely given when he died on the cross to pay for every sin of our life and to rob it of its power to poison our lives any longer or the lives of the people we love. Talk about hope. When you've got Jesus, you can face that infectious darkness and say, it stops here, and replace a legacy of hurt with hope. When you belong to Jesus, things no longer have to be like they've always been. He's a life changer. You want a relationship with him that can do this? How he could change your life? Visit our website. It's anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. Because when you get to Jesus' cross, there's hope there.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.